start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Thank you.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Hound here. This is WFMU East Orange. Jack and the Rippers, their Heart Attack. Goes out to young Jack Asimov. Don Dixon and the Roommates with their version of Caterpillar Crawl. The only good record on the Cap label ever. The Gentiles, Take It Off. The Arondis did 69. And the Hollywood Hurricanes opened it up with a great big beaver shot.
I noticed a leitmotif in there.
Good morning, LaBruch.
Good morning.
You know what today is, don't you?
It's National Foul-Smelling Microphone Day over on my side of the production room.
Oh, would you like... I think I got some... Usually some kind of spray here. Disinfectant? Yeah,
I don't know where the hell a disinfectant was. They must have run out.
Well, cowboy style. We'll urinate on the microphone.
Yeah.
It is our annual Big Bill Peitch birthday broadcast. That means everybody this weekend who sees Big Bill Peitch out has to buy him at least one beer.
And we've
maybe one for him and his wife.
We have embarrassing testimony from people that have known Bill throughout his life that will be playing throughout the show today.
Yes. So congrats. Happy birthday, Big Bill.
Happy birthday, Bill. Now get over it.
We also have a musically satiating show, I do believe. We're going to give away some Dick Dale tickets later.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Great Hillbilly Hangover, including bootleg material there from Johnny Cash. I saw a great Johnny Cash show this week, which I'll be telling you about later, in a tiny little club, Fez, and got a tape of some Johnny Cash stuff you never heard before. That's pretty great. We got a VOM. We got a Vibe Report for you golf fans. We got all kinds of stuff going. I mean, we might even get some Roscoe tickets to give away for tonight. And we got Knuckleheads in the News. We got a killer blues hangover. I got tons of 45s I've never played before.
Or since.
But without further ado, let's get some request items out of the way. The Four Sounds, Mama, You Bangy Bangy.
Belongs to Papa. Ooh, mow, mow.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
She's got limber, limber lips.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
For the way out here.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
And corn dog on her toes.
She's just 18 years and knows no fear. She's a two long spears and ears. If a boy's hold her, she won't object. Cause she's got her teeth wrapped around her neck. She's got gold on her waist, on her finger and feet. Look out! If she says you look good enough to eat, she runs like a deer. She swims like a shark. She walks, she rocks like a butter no was spark.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
She's got limber, limber lip.
Mama, you bang.
And you can leave here anytime you want it.
Okay, I'm sorry I am. First good piece played tonight, you don't like it.
Some people just ain't got any good taste.
Looks like, baby, you just can't be found. That ain't a person.
for some gasoline. Oh, 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 oh. Teenage love is misery. Strutting with this college joke. Oh, 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 oh. Teenage love is misery. Character back up on the shelf. Oh, 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 oh. Teenage love is misery.
Way you turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
This, that, and such. You know I wanna tell you, baby. You know that you talk too much. You'd better
put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it.
Put a chain on it, baby. You're gonna hurt yourself. That I wasn't true to you. Now what in the world you gonna do? You better
put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it.
Put a chain on it, baby. You're gonna hurt yourself.
With the sax would give up.
Well, it's roll, rock, and rhythm, baby. Roll, rock, and rhythm. Rock and rhythm. Well, it's a rockin' rhythm. Well, come on. on, Charlie. It's a brand new style. It's the roll and the rock and the rhythm. Rock a little while through the brand new style. It's the roll and the rock and rhythm.
Think right. All I could think of was the guy with a saxophone and what he was playing. It wasn't a love song anymore. It was a dirge.
French fried potatoes and a ketchup. French fried potatoes and a ketchup. All the fellas and the chicks getting calories and kicks, eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup. Jumping to the music of the jukebox. Anybody got another dime? Hey, the Johnny popping in the jukebox. Oh, we are having what you want to do. Just eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup. French fried potatoes and a ketchup. It's terrific, daddy-o, how this kid's school don't fall. French fried potatoes and a ketchup. Just eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup. French fried potatoes and a ketchup. It's terrific, it's the most. All the kids at school go for French fried potatoes and a ketchup.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Howdy. WFMU East Orange. Amos Milburn there, by request, French fried potatoes and ketchup. I don't know why I brought two copies of that with me, but last week I didn't have one copy, and now I've got two.
One, I don't know, in case the other one explodes.
I can wear them as mouse ears and they'll match.
Uh-huh.
Wayne McGinnis on the Meteor label, Roll Rockin' Rhythm, sent in. This is a guy who knew how to get his requests played. He just took a pile of records and mailed them to me.
Mailed them to you?
Okay. Yeah, from
ladies.
Bill from... Bill,
I'll send you some more.
They pronounce his name. Civello of Springfield, New Jersey.
What a guy. Bill.
What a pal. We'll be hearing more of Bill's,
man of action.
Bill's 45 collection later. Let's see. Where were we? Andre Williams, by request, put a chain on it. Jerry Kennedy opened before that, who later went on to produce many country records by Jerry Lee Lewis, doing Teenage Love is Misery. And we opened up with the Four Sounds, Mama, You Bangy Bangy.
Such pretty music.
Yes, for pretty people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Okay, we have things to renounce. Well, of course, there's Dick Dale at Maxwell's in Hoboken tomorrow, or is there being built now, the Dick Dale Tribe.
That's pretty grateful and appreciable.
I'm a dickhead t-shirts. Uh-huh. And we have tickets for that to give away about 5 o'clock maybe.
Cool. Let's see. Do you know who's in support on that one?
Oh, yes, I can tell you in a second. In support curious. Is Gone Native.
Ugh.
Who are they?
They played with us on New Year's Eve.
Literally? They gently cupped your testicles while you were playing?
No, all those guys from those Boston bands are busy doing that.
Oh. Let's see. There is Roscoe's Gang tonight at the Mercury Lounge along with Go to Blazes and Kevin Salem. And then Roscoe will be playing solo acoustic at the Mercury Lounge Tuesday. So you get your choice of SCOs.
Mm-hmm.
The Beat Rodeo, of course, wow, every Monday at the Ludlow. Simon of the Bar Sinisters every Wednesday at the Ludlow. And
you folks getting all this down? You're running out of ink? You're tapping the pen against the counter?
And before we get to that, let's...
And.
I guess we can start in on the news.
What the heck?
What the heck? Oh, let's get the saddest one out of the way first. This one really kind of bothered me.
There's a couple of kind of blue-tinged ones in the op pile, too.
In a kind of a black mood, but here's a nice little depressing story.
African-American.
Hermiston, Oregon, a man chasing his pet cockatoo plunged over a 40-foot cliff to his death, police said yesterday.
Does he seem to be flapping desperately on the way down?
Anthony Piper, age 31, had spent much of Thursday chasing his escaped pet Oscar with a net. He was trying to reach the bird when he apparently lost his footing and fell, striking his head on a rock, said Sheriff Tom Waterland. The bird, a variety of white-crested parrot native to Australia and the East Indies, is still missing. Piper was on one side of the Umatilla River when his girlfriend was searching the other. She was using binoculars and she saw Piper go over the cliff. Oh, well.
Flap.
I like these new CD players and new headphones we got here. Hope nobody steals them.
Does it mean you're not going to be kicking and punching them?
Not yet.
Do we owe this all to our new music director, Gaylord?
Well, let's establish blame quickly. Yes, I think okay. I think we should give Gaylord some credit, even if he probably had nothing to do with it.
He's the acting music director. He's the octane music director.
He's acting like a music director. Uh-huh. He certainly is.
I see.
A sex education teacher in London was fired after she became pregnant by one of her 16-year-old students who failed to win her job back. Tracy Kearns
didn't get an A.
I think so. A baby. Uh-huh. Tracy Kearns, 29, did not show up for the school board hearing last Thursday. Therefore, her dismissal for gross misconduct stands. She made headlines in London last month when she was dismissed from the Woodside Community School after giving the details of her affair to the media.
I see. Okay.
Now, this was a weird one. This one in Riverside, California. This is kind of an update of a story we did before, but Il Bruch wasn't here. I'm kind of curious as to your comments on this. A judge ordered officials to release the body of a woman who died in a hospital emergency room in Riverside, California, while apparently emitting mysterious fumes that sickened six medical workers.
The gas lady.
But Gloria Ramirez's family is having trouble finding a funeral home willing to accept the body, so for now it remains in the coroner's office in Riverside County. Superior Court Judge Victor Masili said Thursday that the county could not prevent the Ramirez family from claiming the body. Ramirez, 31, died after suffering a heart attack on February 19th at the county-run Riverside General Hospital. Six doctors, nurses, and technicians became ill or passed out while tending to Ramirez. Riverside County, an independent scientist, analyzed the air taken from Ramirez's coffin but could not track down the causes of the fumes. Scientists unanimously decided that the body did not pose a health risk.
Just because they couldn't figure out what it was. The neutron lady.
They just said, it's that stinky lady.
Yeah. Oh, gee.
Oh, gee.
A powder keg, even in death.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. On that high note, what do you say we have a blues hangover to go with my headache?
Your haddock?
My haddock.
Yeah.
I got this good instrumental all queued up here by Guitar Frank. Or maybe it's Frank, P-H.
Uh-huh.
R-A-C with a guitar.
Guitar Francis.
I forgot how it goes. It's called Wild Track. Track. 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
Personality Station.
That's right. That's us, Personality Plus.
Attack, you better get some men jones on me, baby. Take out some men jones on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die. You better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die. Don't get no sick, an accident, cause I'm healthy as can be. Someone else, you better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die.
Music star talent for the real all-stars, meaning you, our listeners. Sounds right here all day. We We play music with you in mind.
The voodoo. The voodoo. The voodoo music got the whole world on a go. The voodoo music have expected the boys to jump real crazy and a lack for joy. Make them feel like they own the world. Make them think they're controlling the girl. The voodoo.
Nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Pound here at WFMU East Orange. Sly Williams there with Boot Hill. I'd like to dedicate that to the charming fellow who pulled a Tech 9 on me this morning while I was looking for a parking space on my block.
It's risky behavior in this day and age.
Yeah. 11th Street, garden spot of the Lower East Side. Before that, J.B. Lenoir, Voodoo Music. Goes out to Fast Freddy. Joe Hill Lewis did Big Leg Woman from the RPM label. Jimmy Reed, Take Out Some Insurance on Me, by request. And we opened up a Guitar Frank Wild Track. Speaking of voodoo music, Big Bill Peitsch, whose birthday it is today and who everyone should buy a drink for, tightened me up with this, turned around this Dr. John Mac Rebinac's autobiography, speaking of like a voodoo guy, and it is absolutely the most degenerate memoir of any musician I've ever read. All you gotta do, folks, go to a bookstore, it's at hardback, open to page 100 and read the second paragraph. It starts with a parenthesis. And if that is not the most degenerate paragraph admission of any American musician that you've ever read, I will buy you a beer. This is an honor system thing, folks.
Wow. It's taking quite a risk.
It's pretty degenerate.
Pretty gosh darn degenerate.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to... Oh, a couple of things. The Dick Dale Show at Maxwell's tomorrow is sold out.
Which makes it all the more important that I find where I hid my tickets.
We have tickets to give away a little bit later. We have a couple of pairs of tickets to give away. There's a Green Door tonight. I forgot to mention that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, those Roscoe shows tonight and Tuesday at the Mercury Lounge. Now that Russia is attempting to move to a free market system, I think they're starting to get different ideas about how to do things. And they've actually come up with a really great one. The Russians have built a bomb the size of a baseball.
Wow.
That is a clean neutron bomb. It is a non-nuclear weapon.
I'd heard rumors about a new livelier ball this season.
Yeah. Anyway, let me just read you the whole thing here. Because it's a clean neutron bomb, the new weapon is not covered by nuclear non-proliferation treaties. Quote, I find the entire business terrifying, said Dr. Sam Cohn, the U.S. scientist who invented the neutron bomb.
Uh-huh.
A program to be screened today on British TV details an extraordinary technological breakthrough in which the Russian scientist triggered a fusion explosion with a small amount of a mysterious compound called red mercury.
You sure it's not red kryptonite? It'll turn Jimmy Olsen into like a giant ant or something?
Cohen, who believes that the Russians have made a fusion bomb, said it could be the radioactive yield of 10 tons of TNT, yet easily concealed by a terrorist. It's a real estate developer's dream.
Yeah, it really is true. Urban renewal.
It's not going to be the size of a football. It's going to be more like the size of a baseball, says Cohen.
Is it going to have the seams, too? Can you get it signed?
The idea for a neutron bomb devised by Cohen in the 1950s while working for the RAND Corporation was never actually carried out. The neutron kills by radiation rather than explosive power and can be focused on a small area. If such a bomb were detonated on the pitcher's mound at Yankee Stadium, it would kill everyone within 600 yards but leave the stadium and the surrounding building standing.
Which is a great idea.
Yeah, especially at a Billy Joel concert. The U.S. and Russia have signed several agreements restricting the use of conventional atomic weapons in which plutonium is used to create nuclear fission. But fusion bombs, on the other hand, use a form of hydrogen called tritium. But the key to the new weapon is red mercury.
Ah, that's
the Western
mercury.
Which the U.S. government is insisting is a hoax. To the best of our knowledge, no unique substance called red mercury exists.
I think that what they're thinking of is Fred Mercury. He doesn't exist anymore either.
Freddie Mercury.
I like all the deployment possibilities. The split finger payload, the change up payload,
mm-hmm. The slider.
Well. Yeah, don't let your landlord find out.
More on that. Hey, there's a big Battle of the Titans.
More on indeed.
This week at the, where was this? Where did this occur?
Yes, folks, as the city becomes more and more unpleasant, the cool place to be is in the Long Island lockup.
The Nassau County Jail had a, kind of a unification match here between, title unification match between Colin Ferguson left and Joel Rifkin here on the right.
Oh, man.
Evidently, Joel Rifkin
was no
match for the athletic Colin Ferguson.
Uh-huh.
The accused serial killer Joel Rifkin and Colin Ferguson have become bitter, taunting enemies, arguing over who is the bigger monster.
Mm-hmm.
Ferguson and Rifkin could be heard by other inmates and correction officers bragging about the crimes they've been accused of committing. Sparring from their separate jail cells, Ferguson and Rifkin have gone mano a mano over their crimes. Ferguson was overheard saying, I wiped out six devils and you only killed women. Rifkin said, yeah, but I had more victims. Last month, Rifkin complained that Ferguson punched him in the mouth because he wouldn't be quiet while Ferguson was on the telephone.
Ow.
There's no record in the incident other than secondhand sources, though. In an interview last month, Sheriff's Department spokesperson Lieutenant Robert Anderson said the two inmates have had several arguments And anyway, the white prisoners, of course, are backing Rifkin. The black prisoners are backing Ferguson. And
my money's on Ferguson.
Yeah.
Definitely. Rifkin's giving a lot away. Yeah, I mean, Rifkin's a real shovel-leaner kind of guy, and Ferguson is like, you know,
sort of
nuts from head to toe.
Anyway. Ferguson, some of his better taunts that he's been coming up with people in prison are filthy Caucasians, Chinese fascists, Uncle Tom Negroes, the Workers' Compensation Board? Why is that in parentheses in this article? Oh, well.
Hey, that black rage again.
So here's a good one.
It's all the black rage.
It's almost hillbilly hangover time. And at the end of this set, I got something real special. Now, not that I was in... Okay, Johnny Cash is now on American Records, as they're now called. It used to be
Deaf
America.
They buried Deaf. I saw it on MTV.
Rick Rubin's label. Mm-hmm. And he made a new record. It's not out yet. It's just guitar and vocal, 13 songs. And
I thought they'd done this stuff with like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, like all these hype like L.A. morons.
No. There's a lot of like real professional songwriter guys contributed songs to it, which we'll talk about that in a little bit.
But I thought like amateur blowhards were playing on.
No, it's just Johnny playing. It's just guitar and vocal. And
cool.
He came out. They had a party at Fez, which is like a place that's maybe 150 people.
Mm-hmm.
They did not invite me. Nick Hill had to sneak me in. But I did get to see Johnny Cash from about 5 feet away, and I also got to see Kate Moss and Johnny Depp sucking face and Dwight Yoakam without his cowboy hat and stuff like that. It's a fantastic show, and seeing as, you know, American Records had so little regard as to not send me a pass, I feel no shame at all about playing the bootleg tape of it on the radio today. So we're going to play, we're going to end Hillbilly Hangover with a really great new Johnny Cash song, and then we'll play some more of the show later on in the show.
There's a guy with a briefcase at the door out there. I wonder what's up.
Yeah, so in the meantime, we'll play a couple of these old Hillbilly records that we got requests for, and then the last song in the set will be one of these new Johnny Cash songs. But this first one that we're going to get to, which is Jimmy Bryant and Speedy West, this goes out to our good friend Whit Smith. WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound, and I'm driving for the next 2 hours and 8 minutes.
So roll the window down.
Yep. Stratosphere Boogie.
cutest one or the Rio Grande. You know you got the kind of loving that I understand. I'm gonna make mine, yes sirree. Gonna tell the world you belong to me. Teenage cutie, oh, what you do to me. You're my baby, with a bebop bob. You caught your initials on my crew-cut top. You're a groovy smoothie, and you know you'll always be a real gone cutie. You belong to me, teenage cutie. Ooh, what you do to me?
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
It might be your talk, it could be the way you smile. It might even be a little bit of devil in me. Oh, I don't know just why it's so, but you're for me. Well, it may be the way that you cuddle up close. It could be you turned up nose. It might even be the cute little dimple in your cheek. Oh, I don't know just why it's so, but you're for me. That gets a hold of a boy like me. Oh, I don't know just why it's so, but you're for me. We'll live by the river in a little log house. I'll work on the other side, but just in case someday my boat won't float, just let out a scream and I'll swim that stream, 'cause you're for me.
That we will not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
That tastes good.
When you live like an animal, anything goes.
Bad luck wind's been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Gonna find me a preacher man confessing all I've done. Or you can catch me with the devil playing 21. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look back. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just called me the number when I was young. Got a long line of heartaches, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just call me the number when I was young. They just call me the number when I was young.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Pound here, WFMU East Orange. Johnny Cash, that was Wednesday night at Fez, doing a song from his upcoming album.
Was that Kate Moss coughing like a longshoreman in the beginning there?
Nah, I don't know. Could have been. A lot of people. Johnny was coughing, actually, a lot himself. He had sort of laryngitis. I think that song is called The Number 13. It was written by the other man in black, as John Perellis called him, getting up the best line of the night. Glenn Danzig.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean hound lookalike Glenn Danzig?
Yes. The very same.
Thank you, darn.
Yeah. We're going to play more of that tape later again. There's another song, actually, as ominous as that one.
Reminds me of Alone and Forsaken. Is that Hank Williams?
Yeah, very much. Before that, we heard Homer Henderson doing Hawaiian Ungawa. Tommy Collins, by request, You're For Me. Buck Owens on lead guitar on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Link Wray, in the very beginning, before when he still had both of his lungs, Lucky Ray and his Palomino Ranch hands.
Before he became unlucky.
Teenage Cutie.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Bryant and Speedy West opened it up with the Stratosphere Boogie.
As only they can.
Yes. Yeah, Johnny Cash show was fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, the songs he did some amazing tunes. I mean, there was a lot. Mm-hmm. Let me see, I got the list here. Most, like, he did like an hour of acoustic solo. He did Delia, to Blind Willie Johnson song. He did had a couple of good new originals. He did Let the Train Blow the Whistle When I'm Gone. Mm-hmm. Did Leonard Cohen's Bird on a Wire.
Wow.
The Eddie Arnold song, Tennessee Stud. Down There by the Train, which is a Tom Waits song, I believe. He had a Vietnam song that he wrote called Drive On, and he had one called I'm Like a Soldier, one called Barbara. It was a Loudon Wainwright song. I couldn't figure out the title of it, but something like The Man Who Couldn't Cry. It was a real good song. And a Nick Lowe song called The Beast in Me that we'll be hearing later.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did like a whole bunch of Sun Rockabilly stuff, like an hour worth of that. Absolutely one of the best shows I ever saw.
Cool.
Thanks for not inviting me, Deaf America. Anyway, let's get back to the news.
All right.
Here's my laugh.
Let's
cue up my laugh track for this one.
I'm still waiting for Deaf America to say you're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, here you go. Here's a moron. A 28-year-old man shot himself to death hours after attending a vigil for grunge rock star Kurt Cobain.
Grunge rock is dead.
I don't know. I think both that. In Kurt Cobain's case and in this guy's case, it's a rare incidence of someone attempting successfully to suck buckshot out of a shotgun, maybe on a dare, maybe it's some kind of like, you know, lung strength building thing.
I mean, I just find it hard to believe that anybody's idealistic about rock and roll in this day and age. Anyway, let's get to some fun stories here.
Yeah.
A 10-year-old boy who was alleged to have killed an 11-year-old in a playground shooting was repeatedly taunted by schoolmates because his mother suffered from AIDS, the local newspaper said.
Yeah.
Compared to Johnny Cash singing Glenn Danzig songs, it's fun.
Mm.
I'm waiting for Johnny Cash to start doing songs about the genitorturers.
Mm-hmm.
The 10-year-old was arrested after police said he took out a pistol and fired wildly at students lining up for class, but he missed the intended victim and struck an innocent 11-year-old bystander in the head. This is in Butte, Montana.
Well, there's no excuse for that kind of marksmanship in Butte, Montana. You can actually go out back and shoot away, you know?
The Montana Standard newspaper quoted a close family friend as saying he had been repeatedly taunted by children because his mother was suffering from AIDS.
Could have gone over to his Uncle Richard's house.
Los Angeles, a 10-year-old boy who shot himself in the head after being chastised for swearing in school has died, a hospital spokesperson said. This is in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
The boy has taken off a life support machine at his parents' request. Police said the boy took a .38 caliber pistol legally owned by his father from under his parents' mattress, loaded it with bullets like that in the closet, carried it to school in his backpack, and was seen by a witness crying as he took it out and shot himself in the head.
Cry for help.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say what the swear word was. Darn.
No.
Shucks.
One last story before we go back.
One last day brightener.
Yeah. West Palm Beach, Florida. Two teens were convicted of attempted murder for stuffing a 17-year-old boy in the trunk of his car, driving around for hours and leaving him for dead in a parking lot.
They didn't use the drive-in defense?
The victim, Philip Chandler, suffered brain damage and has difficulty walking and talking. Terrence Jenkins, age 18, was convicted Thursday of an attempted second-degree murder. Another jury convicted Michael Damon, age 17, of attempted first-degree murder. Both Damon and Jenkins were also convicted of armed kidnapping and armed robbery. Both teens face up to life imprisonment. No sentencing date was set. Chandler testified that Damon and Jenkins approached him at the shopping center where he'd gone for a haircut. I got shot by a guy going for a haircut today, too, almost. After he gave them a ride to a nearby apartment complex, they pulled a gun, stuffed him in the trunk. Blah, blah, blah. It gets pretty gruesome.
Damaged his brain.
Yeah.
And made it hard for him to walk.
Oh, boy.
Should have used the drive-in defense.
Yep. Speaking of, got a lot of requests for this Louis Jordan record I've been playing on the Aladdin label.
Mm-hmm.
The one about the, you know, the goofball user, chick abuser tune. So,
mm-hmm.
Let's play that. No. Come back a little while.
See if this reminds you of anyone.
Money waster, and the old folks say I won't live long, but I'll die happy. I'm a good time lover, living undercover. I'm a real low raider and an aggravator, and I know I won't always be strong, but I'll die happy. So when they plant my body neath the sod, please don't take it so hard, 'cause when I'm copping that eternal nod, I'll be the happiest cat in the graveyard. Well, I'm a loud noise maker and a belly shaker. I'm a goofball user and a chick abuser. And I can't live right for living wrong, but I'll die happy. Chick abuser, and I can't live right for living wrong, but I'll
I'll die happy.
Ah, yeah, Daddy, I'm gonna have my fun.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man, you better slow
Don't
down.
Don't tell me nothing, Daddy. I'm gonna get it while I get it.
But you're burning the candles at
I'm
both ends.
I'm gonna enjoy myself, Pop. Now, get away from here. You just a square, Daddy.
It ain't no use.
I ain't got no place for no squares, Daddy. I'm gonna stay on in here. I'm gonna stay on in here long as I can. When I go out, I ain't gonna miss a thing. Yeah, just keep me right on in there, Daddy. Keep me right on in there. Ah, yeah. Keep me on in there. Let me float around a while. Yeah, Bob. Let it go. I'm telling you. Let me stay right in that groove there. Yes, sir.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Sorry about that. I screwed up. I'm on the phone.
Yes, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
Here we go. This is something we looked up a little while ago. It's an old one. You may remember it. Jambalaya.
Let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
I took a trip last night to a land
He is a bee.
He is a bee.
I be his feet.
I be his feet.
Feel unknown.
There was spiders and it was skeletons.
There was music to keep your hair on end. It was just like a neighborhood.
A wicked place with an evil curse.
I saw a room for riding. I saw a coffin for hiding. There was dancing on hot coals. There was laughter when he cooled. Listen, my friend, this is the end. Feel unknown.
Place with a evil person.
I saw a room for riding. I saw a coffin for hiding. There was dancing on hot coals. There was laughter when he pulled. Listen, my friend, this is the end. Feel unknown.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
She was coming up the campus looking mighty keen. A real cool mama, a head cast queen. Rolling right behind a little Johnny machine. Filler smoking daddy of a teenage queen. Do you work Johnny? Johnny machine.
Look at
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Pound here, WFMU, East Orange. Daddy Nolan Strong and the Diablos there doing the Drifters. What you gonna do? Nice scratchy Fortune record. What do you make of that sax sound?
I don't know. Does that qualify as a sound?
Yeah.
What sax sound effect?
Yo, sample this.
Before that, we heard Billy Smith on the White Star label out of Akron, Ohio, Johnny Machine.
Tribute to a pay toilet.
Yeah, the New Trends did Spooksville. And Johnny and the Hurricanes recorded live at the Star Club, Jambalaya. And Louis Jordan opened it up by request, I'll Die Happy, that goofball user and chick abuser.
Well, for sure he'll die.
Oh, he died already.
Speaking of goofballs, users, and chick abusers, just like to remind everyone once again that it is Bill Peitsch Day 1994.
That's right, so buy him a drink.
A few more shopping hours. We recommend alcohol.
And before the Vibe Report comes in, you might want to go out and get one. I don't know. remember, Roscoe is playing at the Mercury Lounge tonight on Houston Street. It's right next to the bank. It's between, like, you know, south side of Houston, between Avenue A and, you know, Ludlow.
Yeah, excuse the mess. They had Pearl Jam there last night.
Yeah, they got a... Go to Blazes and Kevin Salem are also on the bill. Then Roscoe will be playing Tuesday with, what's the, her name, Cattell, this gorgeous Welsh goddess that Nick Hill got signed to. Elektra is headlining, and Roscoe's doing a solo acoustic thing there.
I haven't a clue, as usual.
Cattell something or other. Anyway.
Cattell the truth?
Dick Dale tomorrow night is sold out. We have some tickets to give away in a little while for that one. There's a Green Door tonight. Don't forget about that. But here's the best part. You know, I guess the record industry is feeling guilty because the absolute coolest record executive in New York, Antone, called and invited you all to a party, folks.
Cool.
Me and y'all. Here's the deal. Rhino's having a party for their series of instrumental CDs that just came out, mm-hmm. volumes 1 through 6, I think. And it's this Thursday night at a place called Rebar, which is on 8th Avenue and 16th Street. And it goes from 9 p.m. to midnight. And the Custard Kings are playing there.
Ah, cool.
Featuring Joe the Animal Cats.
Mm-hmm. Fine fellas.
So that's this Thursday, that Rhino party. And thanks, Antone, for inviting everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what do you want to do, Bruce? We play another record until the Vibe Report? You want to do a new story?
I'm not really kind of big on instincts with this stuff today. What do you think?
Oh.
Back to you, Hound.
Let's play a record.
Do it.
I got this one queued up here. It's instrumental on the Peacock label by Jimmy McCracklin and his band, the Blues Blasters, but featuring the very underrated, one of the absolute greatest guitar players of the rhythm and blues era, a non-rock and roll Hall of Famer, Lafayette the Thing Thomas. This one's called The Swingin' Thing. Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
I think we got a vibe report on the line. That was the swinging thing, Lafayette the Thing Thomas with Jimmy McCracken and his Blues Blasters. Let me see if I can get Roscoe.
Something about a group shower scene, I think.
You there, Roscoe?
Yeah.
Let me get your music up. Got you. Okay. Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, well, I got a headache.
You do?
Yeah. I got a bit of a hangover, and I kind of a weird start to my day this morning. I was going around to get the car. I was coming around 11th Street, getting the, looking for a parking space up my block, and right in front of the homeboy barbershop, this guy with a holster over his, and a giant Tech 9 over his, sweats, sees me coming around the corner in the car, looking at him, because I think he's like a cop or something. He's got this holster, in plain view, this giant guy, he pulls the gun out on me. Kind of put me in a weird mood. I was already in a weird mood.
He pulled it on you?
Well, he didn't, point it at me. He pulled it out of the holster and kind of, checked me out, then he put it back. He really, realized I was just looking for a parking space and put it back. But it was just kind of a weird feeling to start the day with. Let's put it that way.
All right.
Let's leave it at that.
Mm.
Well, how are you? What's the vibe? Kevlar is our vibe.
Tech 9. Kevlar. Oh, I don't know. It's a pretty nice day. The wind is blowing around. I thought it looked pretty scary this morning. But,
sure did.
It seems to have improved vastly. The food vibe was pretty good last night.
That was great. That was fantastic. Yeah, thanks to Eric Asimov,
trying not to stick my foot in my mouth all the time. Let's see, I don't know what the vibe is.
Any good golf?
No golf today.
You got a gig tonight and a record coming out.
Right? I got a record coming out in Europe, and I'm splitting. So are you going to be on the radio next week?
Yeah, we'll be here next week.
Okay. I hope, I was thinking I might be calling from the airplane, but I'll probably be... It's going to be hard because the international flight, it leaves at 6, and I may be I'll have to see if I can get a limo with a car, and I can call from that.
There you go.
Where are you off to?
7 countries in 12 days.
Holy smokes.
Let's see, the Netherlands, Belgium, Denmark, Sweden, Spain. I got 3 or 4 days in Spain somehow. Mm-hmm. Germany, the usual, the usual, six-string fan countries.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Food tour of the continent. So what time you think the Skull hits the stage tonight?
10:30.
Really? You're playing that early?
Yeah, it's 3 bands. Kevin Salem goes first, 9:30, 10:30, Roscoe's Gang, the Big Loud 3-piece with the AY and Keith, and then go to Blazes.
Uh-huh.
And it could be plus or minus half an hour,
Mm-hmm. Good to know. That's at the Mercury Lounge. And then you're playing a solo acoustic Tuesday opening for, what's her name, Cattell?
Yeah, actually, I think I'm going on after her.
After her?
Yeah, both my gigs are...
I'd like to go on top of her.
10:30. Following her.
What's her last name?
I don't know.
Cattell something.
You got the paper.
What paper? No, I actually don't.
Oh, no, okay. There's no hard copy on this one.
Okay. Well, the Mercury Lounge hasn't sent any, they don't seem to be listed on the listings here. I don't think they send in listings here yet, but
it's too bad.
Oh, at
yeah.
the,
It's a really easy promotional tack.
Upcoming events here.
At the Estacion?
Yeah. Yeah. See, so.
So what's your guys?
Have, her last name.
Have you, played any of this Johnny Cash thing on the show?
Yeah, I played the, so far, what was the thing we played? The Glenn Danzig song.
Oh, cool.
It's a good one.
Mama!
Mama!
Will you buy a loaf of bread for me?
No, I haven't called about that job yet. No, I don't smell anything burning.
Does he live at home?
He used to. No, I think he lives out in L.A.
Oh,
now.
We all used to.
His parents kicked him out after that grave-digging conviction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a great Danzig story.
Mm. Certain states where he can't play gigs.
Well, he had a hard time touring until his probation was up, I guess, on that one.
Oh, yeah. So it's up now?
Now they go tour.
They can take the bus and they can drive through Mississippi and come out on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's the gig. Yes, I'm playing the gig.
And the tour.
Haven't played for a while. Yeah, the solo tour is going to be kind of interesting.
You're just going over there by yourself?
Yeah, well, it's mostly... The record doesn't come out for another few weeks. It's like pre-release press and, you know, some radio shows and, you know, like live acoustic radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just taking the good Gibson and...
Wow, I'm on mic. Get the hell out of here.
You know, excuse me.
This kid's coming out.
What's going on there?
I don't know. Some guy's waving something in my face. I'm on mic with headphones on.
Saturday is people you've never seen before, like trying to talk to you when you're on the microphone.
What,
day.
Are they selling candy there, trying to buy new band uniforms?
I think he was trying to sell CDs out of the FMU library.
Jeez.
Better put Great Gaylord on this one.
Boy. Yeah, you know, don't... Whoever that visitor is, I'm nowhere near you, but, you know, it's a good idea not to disturb the hound.
Mm.
It's sort of like, you know, just think of the hound as a hound eating, and you know don't disturb a hound eating.
You never play with the dog's ears while it's broadcasting or dining.
Right. Oh boy, I got scared. I started, you know, but the hound. I've just been hearing about this pent up rage, and I just fear for this poor person that's, you know, maybe only 8 feet away, separated by little glass. Some sheetrock and some cheap bulb studs, you know?
Oh, well.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
I don't want to read about you in the paper before I even see you.
Mm. I'm going to get me a Tech 9.
How much are those things?
A lot.
Yeah. You know, not that much. They're not that much. A couple of, $1,200.
Yeah. For a handgun, that's a lot.
Is that what they sell them for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At gun shows? You know, they're making some gun shows illegal.
Yeah, well, you know, that dealer thing is pretty screwy. The fact that anybody can send in some money to the federal government and automatically become a gun dealer.
That's kind of like, Nick Hill's preaching thing.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Right. Yeah, sending away to become be able to marry people, you know,
right.
Through the back of the Inquirer.
He is Minister Nick Hill.
It is the exact same thing, folks.
You can marry half folk singers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm captain of this jam.
Cool.
Oh, boy.
Cool. What's up with you, Bruce? You got any fun coming up?
Nah, no. Fun is over. The fun years are over, I guess. I don't know. I can't even spell it anymore.
Fun?
Fune.
Yeah. Rhymes with gun.
It's fune.
Mm. The fun years are over. The gun years are beginning.
Click.
Years.
Click. Snap.
I got to bring that old 410 back from the Midwest.
I'd like to see, while you can still buy handguns in this country, which may or may not be a good idea, I'd like to see a return to the revolver initiative on a nationwide scale.
I think
we
start
really
with the
like
police.
Revolvers.
I like the idea of the police with these giant 9mm does not.
Boy, does that scare the hell out of me. Yeah, he winged him 9 times, and he died from the massive injuries that resulted, the soft tissue loss.
It is cooler, you know, like much like the sound of the click of a buck knife being whipped out.
Yes.
You know, the sound of somebody pulling out the chamber and hearing like 6 to 8 shells hit the floor in a group rather than just the tinny sound of an empty clip, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it may be from a bygone era, but, you know, as the gun thing goes, maybe slightly more romantic.
From a law enforcement perspective, you can hit people with them and they'll still shoot, okay? And their trigger's usually a little harder to pull. You know, the trigger's usually a little harder
the
to pull.
The pistol whipper's choice.
You're less tempted to fire, like, you know, a whole clip of warning shots into someone's chest, you know, rather than just that single warning shot into their chest.
Right, it's sort of like the parallel to the, the heavy strings thing, the resistance.
Precisely,
you know,
precisely.
A little more accurate, you know, with the increased resistance.
The chocolate and the peanut butter of gearheadism, folks. Guns and guitars.
And how about
blended
a little,
together.
How about a little trumpet music?
Kill me.
Huh.
Having the ledge over, huh?
A
little snake charming going on.
Yeah,
in the house.
I just had.
Is it the Godfather theme?
Blow a couple notes. Yeah, that's my favorite minor key song of all time.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I think I'm going to go back to my practicing.
Okay, I love this country, Don Corleone.
At 10:30 at the Mercury Lounge.
Yeah, hope to see you guys
see you there.
On Houston Street.
Okie doke.
Yep.
And
you will have the trumpet, won't you?
Oh, I don't know. You never
on a rack. Like
right.
Like Jimmy Reed.
Well, men, aloha.
Aloha,
okay.
Roscoe.
Big mouthpieces.
See?
Yeah. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so... Go to this record convention last week and didn't find as much as I usually find, but
this next one is the second MC5 single.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty rare. I'm gonna hear that. And we hear something. We got a bunch of cool things here. We got the end of the set. You're gonna hear a couple of things you never heard before. A really pretty good new group called the Henchmen, and then something from the new Skull record, Loud and Lonesome. Let's kick it off though with the MC5.
We all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
Yes! I'm going to tell you about the Gamaguchi!
Gamaguchi,
listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
This is a hit!
Back in the jungle.
Howdy, this is WFMU East Orange. That's Roscoe from his upcoming release, Loud and Lonesome. Red Apple Juice. Traditional old type of traditional tune.
beverage jingle. Yes.
Yeah. The Henchmen before that, Get Out of the Way. Isn't that a great record? That's a brand new release. The Stooges did Open Up and Bleed. The Gamaguchi did The Gamaguchi. And MC5 opened it up with I Just Don't Know.
Well said.
Yeah. Anyhow. Oh, well, let's see. Let's go through, well, some rock news here. Seems Johnny Rotten, John Lydon's have been out promoting his autobiography. No Irish, no Blacks, no Dogs.
Yeah.
And he's always good for a great quote. He's got the media star kind of built into his persona there.
So huh? True.
Anyway, he was interviewing him on MTV. The VJ Kennedy asked him for his take on the dead Kurt Cobain, to which he replied, "Are you a moron?" and left, got up and stomped out. And then on the Conan O'Brien.
You had to ask?
Yeah. Well, I guess he never watches MTV.
But no, I've seen her tell the guy in Dinosaur Jr. that she thinks he's so much better than Neil Young. He looks so embarrassed he's going to explode.
John Lydon also showed up on the Conan O'Brien show, and Conan asked him what groups he despised during the 70s, to which he rattled off ELO, Yes, and the Allman Brothers, except the Allman Brothers were like back in the green room waiting to go on.
Whoops.
Greg Allman was quoted as saying, "This guy is a piece of S." Allman says, "I'd love to kick the
percentage sign, quotation mark, exclamation point, cent, copyright, and at out of him."
Right. Peace. Anyway, on his way out, a producer asked Rotten if he would like to meet Greg Allman, to which he replied, "No, I understand he's traveling with a rather large contingent, and I prefer to miss that." No dummy, huh?
Yeah, really. I wonder what Jeff Lynne would have said if he was backstage.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Manila, the Philippines, concerned that the arrogant image of Manila's police intimidates citizens more than criminals, officials are offering cash incentives to officers who carry out their duties with the, quote, cutest, end quote, possible smile. Starting this week, we will be on the lookout for the policeman with the sweetest smile, Senior Superintendent Romeo Moganto of Manila's Western Police District said today.
The cops that were beating up Rodney King were smiling.
It's true. Well, you know, I mean, they could feel the burn. "This is no laughing matter. Flash your cutest smile and win. The owner of the winning smile will receive 1,000 pesos, about $37. Winners in the weekly competition will be picked during surprise visits to police stations based on letters from the public. Cop has already solved half of the problem of the complaining person. It wins that person's confidence and trust," Moganto said. "They can use it against them later, too."
Wow.
And go
speaking
on
of police,
session from them.
From the worst lieutenant ever desk, we were doing the marathon when this news story broke, so we never got around to it, but there's a sort of an ongoing matter here. There was a Rockaway cop who has been accused of a series of homosexual rapes, and evidently there's a gay activist groups are charging that the Queens District Attorney's Office is dragging its feet on an investigation into the alleged rape of 5 men. And they're planning a protest rally, which I guess is for today. Anyway, Adam Thompson and Leon Greenberg, the attorneys representing the 5 alleged victims, plan to be at the rally. They said, "We won't stop until action is taken on this matter and the cop is brought to trial." Mary DeBourbon, a spokesperson for the Queens District Attorney Richard Brown, said an investigation into the allegations is continuing. She said the prosecutors have interviewed all 5 alleged victims. The target is the ongoing probe by Brown's office and internal affairs, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, details of the alleged rapes have not been made public, but the cop is still on the job.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I mean, he's still out there on the job, and
holy smokes, wearing the cutest smile on his whole precinct.
Yep. Anyway, okay, we have to give away tickets for the Dick Dale Tribe, as they are now called, at Maxwell's tomorrow. The show is completely sold out. We have 2 pairs of tickets.
There.
So we have a very hard trivia question. The number here is 201 area code 678-7743. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a record. It's not a Dick Dale record. It's somebody else. I'm going to play a record. It's a theme from a movie. So tell me what movie this is the theme from, and you will win a pair of tickets, actually a spot on the guest list, for Dick Dale's Tribe tomorrow at Maxwell's. Okay?
It wasn't, here's a hint, it wasn't directed by David Lean.
Okay. So 201-678-7743. We've got 2 people on the line already. We've got people on the line already.
I love doing this. Let's talk.
Do that. We're going to bring them up. Hold it. How do we get them on the air? Yeah. What's the answer there? You're on the air. What's
I
your guess?
I have no idea.
Well, good.
You're a moron.
Oh,
you
I don't want
You want to put the other one on the air, too? Okay, then we'll release the first one, and then we'll air the second one.
Hi, what's your guess? Chickened out.
They chickened out. Okay.
Bold to dial, but not bold to talk.
Let's start from scratch. 201-678-7743. Tell me what movie this is the theme from. We have one winner. We still have another pair of tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer that was Arch Hall Jr. and that was Wild Guitar.
Some of us have lived it against our will.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it is a great movie. It's absolutely true to all of you struggling band types. You can take a page out of its book.
It's right up there with Beyond Valley of the Dolls for like
absolute verisimilitude.
Yeah, what he said.
Sorry, I got the voice.
So what
in my
am I going to do with this other pair of tickets?
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to take the seventh Lucky Sevens, seventh caller at 201-678-7743. We'll get the other pair of Dick Dale tickets, okay?
And Maxwell's tomorrow.
Here's one of those unissued Bo Diddley cuts from that British version of the box set that you can't buy over here unless you go over to Cornelia Street.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are gone, folks. Save your change.
With the Hound from WFMU, East Orange, 91.10 FM. Listen to them all the time. They're playing good records.
Well, I got a car. They ain't got no gas. I got a check. But it won't
Well, I got a guitar, ain't got no string. I got 10 fingers, ain't got no ring. I got a woman, ain't got a thing. Well, I got a door, ain't got no key. I got some drums, but ain't got no beat. I got a woman, she's so sweet.
Don't understand us teenagers.
From red, hot and blue. Oh, right now I got three so full of red, hot and blue. Coming through WHVQ and Hotel Chester on the Maseline
Magazine.
The Maybelline floor right here. And good old Memphis, Tennessee. Right now the whole next portion of red, hot and blue is coming through the courtesy of, see what comes up here next. I'm messing up. I got so many sponsors, I'm losing my mind here. Oh, yes, sir, the dog races. No, not the dog races. No, wait a minute, let's see. Horse races. No, you're messing up. Through the courtesy of the best beer money can buy, Falstaff. If you can't drink it, you can freeze it and eat it. Open up the cotton picking rib and pour it into Sudbury Dizzy Dean. Phillips and Mr. Herb Sandler, right in good old Memphis, Tennessee. Right now, we got a record called, She Was Only a Plumber's Daughter When I Kissed Her, Her Cheeks Flushed. No, I didn't. No, wait a minute. That's right.
Rock and roll was dead. Oh, I traveled and slammed on to the next town, where a free and a welcome was a warning bound. Oh, and people came from miles around just to hear the feel of the real sound.
Here in Hoopla D, and you know, it really seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Yeah! Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comfort's yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95. But when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave.
Do it, don't you want to be my love? Be my girl. Stop watching the clock, because time will come when you and you'll be mine. Gonna take it deep and I'm gonna love you, and I'm gonna make you mine. Will you be my love? Will you be my girl? Little girl, will you be my girl? Will you be my girl? Stop watching the clock, because time will come when you'll be mine. I'm gonna take your love and I'm gonna keep you safe. You are mine. Oh, will you be my love? Will you be my girl? Little girl, will you be my girl?
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Out here, this is WFMU East Orange. Sorry we couldn't give you all Dick Dale tickets, but, you know, you got to think ahead on these things.
And you all don't deserve them.
No, yeah, they do. Anyway, that was in our that was Freddie Coaster with Be My Love. Robert Smith and Bailey's Nervous Cats, Travelin' Sam. Was that the Todd who got an original copy of that last week?
That's the guy from The Cure?
Yeah, it was not Robert Smith. There's only one guy named Robert Smith in the whole world.
It's a very unusual name.
The Individuals did Jungle Superman. Sonny Burgess did I Ain't Got a Thing. And Bo Diddley opened it up with Pretty Baby. That's unissued, except on that box set. Not the American box set, the European one.
The English one.
Yeah. Anyway, let me go through the announcements real fast. I'll tell you everything that's going on. Well, Dick Dale is sold out. That's tomorrow. Roscoe tonight at the Mercury Lounge, and Roscoe's playing solo acoustic Tuesday at the Mercury Lounge. The Beat Rodeo every Monday at the Ludlow. Simon and the Bar Sinisters every Wednesday at the Ludlow. There's that Custard King's Rhino Records instrumental album release party at Rebar Thursday. That's at 8th Avenue and 16th Street. That's from 9 to 12. There's a Green Door tonight. There's an opening in the Go-Go Rama movie, Speak of the Devil, except it's an invitation only. Uh-huh. Send an invitation to Eric Asimov. At the Times. Got the address?
He's earned one, whether he wants one or not.
He does want one. Okay, those are the announcements. Okay, we got news or anything? We got anything to talk about first?
Yes and no. I mean, it's all kind of interesting to read. It's not necessarily interesting to kind of read aloud and comment on them.
A scuba diver hunting for golf balls was bitten by an 11-foot alligator in a golf course pond in West Palm Beach, Florida.
I see. It's just in.
Yes. I like this guy. Okay, I'll give this guy our weekly Caveman in a Spaceship award. A drunken Russian driving a stolen truck severely damaged three jet aircraft on the tarmac at the Far Eastern Airport in Moscow. A 55-year-old man broke into the airport at the weekend. This is really written weirdly. The 55-year-old man broke into the airport at the weekend, it says here, uh-huh. Jumped into a truck and drove into a row of parked Antonov and 24 twin-engine turboprop aircraft.
Ooh, what is that? Sort of
anyway,
kind of Torah.
When the hooligan was arrested, he told police he wanted to smash up more aircraft, but he ran out of time.
He drove in out of the sun.
Yep. All right. I got a record queued up here.
While the former Soviet Union slept.
A lot of goofy people started their career doing really great stuff, and then, of course, they didn't make any money, so they started doing really bad stuff. In fact, we're looking forward to Il Bruce selling out.
I've tried. No one will permit me.
But here's one. This might surprise you. Here's a record. It's an early one from Trini Lopez. Now, check this out.
Well, I saw a little girl walking down the street. I said, that's a girl I would like to meet. I walked over to her, looking my best, introduced myself, she did the rest. Rock on, yeah, 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 rock on. I said, hey, 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 baby, 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 rock on. She opened the front door, shook her head. I thought for a moment
composure of the jazz beat generation. Living like crazy. Loving like mad.
The cow was... Bo-ba-wow. Choo-choo-wop-oop. Choo-choo-wop-oop. Bo-ba-wow. Icky hokey dokey ooh-wee. I love you, baby, can't you see? Bo-ba-wow. Oh, chubby dubby dubby lovey dove. That I want to give you all my love. Icky hokey dokey, I'll be glad when you say everything is gonna be okay. Bo-ba-wow. Dooby 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 doo.
Twisted kids whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day.
Something funny. you to say?
Oh, me?
What lie you going to tell today?
I don't know.
My chicken little boo-boo.
The sky is falling.
My chicken little boo-boo.
It hit me on the head.
Chicken little boo-boo. You lie to everyone you see.
Oh, me?
You as phony as you can be.
Oh, go ahead.
My chicken little boo-boo.
I've been to the moon.
My chicken little
and
boo-boo.
And the moon is made of cheese. Now.
You're always going around in a daze. Gee, the crazy thing you say, they amaze me. You lie to everyone you see. You're just as phony as you can be. A chicken little boo-boo.
What?
What you gonna say this time?
I don't know.
Don't you ever get tired of lying?
Not me.
My chicken little boo-boo.
I have a man made.
My chicken
in
little
boo-boo. In my swimming pool at home. Yeah.
As phony as you can be.
Oh.
Chicken little boo boo.
What?
What you gonna say this time?
I don't know.
Don't you ever get tired of lying?
Uh-uh.
My chicken little boo boo.
I see Superman.
My chicken little boo boo.
Fly over my house last night.
Oh, my chicken little boo boo.
I even seen the cow jump over
my chicken
the moon.
Little boo-boo.
And I have a man back in my swimming pool
boo-boo.
At home.
Just as modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
I beg of you, baby, on my bended knees. Beanie, 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 Jones, you're calling me chicken. Now you're laughing, Miss Jones. I don't dig that to give me the praise. Please, little baby, don't you put it in the pot. I beg of you, baby, on my bended knees. Baby, 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 Jones, you're calling me chicken. Now you're laughing, Miss Jones. I don't dig that jive.
Pure and passionate and pagan.
The Hawk Club.
The Hawk is ticking away.
The Hawk
is ticking away.
Hi, this is Dick Dale, King of the Surf Guitar. You're listening to WFMU, The Hound, East Orange. Listen to the thunder.
Great. Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here, WFMU East Orange. Dick Dale.
The King of the Surf Sitar.
Dick Dale there. Yeah, that was Watusi Joe. And that show tomorrow is sold out at Maximals.
So forget it.
The High Tensions did The Clock. Bobo Singleton did Feeney Jones. Little Joe and His Thrillers did Chicken Little Boo Boo. That goes out to Humphrey, who gave me that record. And a big box of stuff, yeah. Frankie Virtue in the Virtuosos. Team Mashed Potatoes. The Cleftones did Nicky Hokey, which later became a hit for PJ Proby, who used to be Jet Powers.
You follow that,
we
folks?
We keep going with this forever. Trini Lopez.
You get a ball and strike counter.
Who still is Trini Lopez. Rock on. Opened it up. Anyway, I got nothing to say.
I don't really have anything that I feel compelled to
don't
share.
Don't forget about Roscoe tonight over at the Mercury Lounge, and there's Green Door after that, and there's your Saturday night in a nutshell, right?
Then a brief nap, and then off to Dick Dale tomorrow night.
Let's rock right through the end of it. This guy is, was George Jones's best friend and drinking partner for many, many years. I think he just
his
croaked
lawnmower?
This year.
Oh,
drinking partner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Link Davis. It's in the Starday label.
I'm not a jerk from Albuquerque, I ain't a square from the fair. I've been around from town to town and almost everywhere. Don't big shot me, don't big shot me. You better play it cool, don't be a fool, don't try to big shot me. Now it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Show me a woman that a man can trust. Don't big shot me, don't big shot me. Got me.
Don't you think I'm a clown? Cause I'm picking up what you're putting down. Don't you big shot me. Don't big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me. You can hold them eyes, shake your hips. Call me daddy, oh, but I ain't gonna slip. Don't you big shot me. Don't you big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me. Don't you big, big, 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 big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me.
People to stay away from. Any girl who owns a large dog.
I've been traveling over mountains, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way. Baby, trying to get through.
Baby, trying to get to you.
Ever since I read your letter, where you said you love me true. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way. Baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you.
When I read your loving letter, then my heart began to sing. There were many miles between us, but they didn't mean a thing.
I just had to reach you, baby. In spite of all that I've been through,
I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way. Baby, trying to get through.
Baby, trying to get to you.
If I had to do it over, that's exactly what I'd do. I would travel night and day, and I'd still run all the way. Baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you.
There was nothing that could hold me or could keep me away from you. When your loving letter told me that you really love me true.
That you really love me true.
Lord above, you know I love you.
Through.
When my way was dark at night, it would shine as bright as light. When I was trying to get to you.
Guys who say house tricks.
You can't fool me. Oh, don't you know that little girl?
Over and whip out a cheese dip. Slave bracelets. Anyone who carries around cat pictures. Meow. Skinny guys with slave bracelets.
Can't get in. this, if anyone here in the audience has been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
Boy sings his way into your hearts.
Well, out in the country on a hunting spree, a big wild hog got
yes to me.
At first I thought I could run a big buck away with.
Whoa, whoa.
Lord, that was enough. I got the wild hog hop down to the broad path. I was going so fast, I never even got one for that.
Cat hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, the cat hop.
Meow, meow.
Yes, the cat hop. You just gotta learn to do the cat hop. First you tip on your toes and kinda move around, and then you wiggle low and almost touch the ground, and that's the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yes, girls, that's the cat hop. And you just gotta learn to do the cat hop. Honey child, put your arms all around me. Hold me and squeeze me tight. I'm gonna teach you the cat hop, and I'll teach you how to do it right. Cause we're going to a party, we from town tonight. And when we hit that joint, we're gonna hit it right. We'll do the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yeah, the cat hop. You just gotta learn to do the cat hop. You got to do it too. First you tip on your toes, kinda move around, and then you wiggle low and almost touch the ground, and that's the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yes, little girl, that's the cat hop. You just gotta learn to do the cat hop.
Scat! What?
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Hound here, and that certainly craps it up.
On a lively note.
The Dodgers on the Aladdin label did Cat Hop.
No scooting.
Yeah, we did. We heard Benny Hess and the Wild Hog Hop. Memphis Slim with Matt Guitar Murphy there. Guitar Cha-Cha on the VJ label.
Memphis Slime?
Memphis Slime, yeah. Jimmy and Johnny did I Can't Find the Doorknob. Dr. Horse did Crazy Beat. Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks, Horace. The Eagles with the original version of Trying to Get to You. Link Davis opened it up with Don't Big Shot Me. Thank you, Will Brooch.
Thank you, Will Brooch.
I'd like to thank Renica and Yap, our news team. And don't forget, it's Bill Pike's birthday weekend. Buy him a cocktail. Happy birthday, Big Bill. Hey, here's a tip for you. They got 10 Dick Dale tickets left over at See Here. So if you're shut out of the Dick Dale gig, run over there right now. See Here on 7th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue. Say hi to Chesley for me, and there you go. There's a couple of tickets left. Those are the last Dick Dale tickets
ever.
If the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, we'll be back next week. Here's one more from Johnny Cash from Wednesday night.
This one is kind of biographical, too. It's called The Beast in Me. And by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me. Oh, the beast in me has had to learn to live with pain. God help the beast in me. Sometimes it tries to kid me that it's just a teddy bear, and even somehow manage to vanish in the air. And that is when I must beware of the beast in me. That everybody knows. They've seen him out dressed in my clothes, patently unclear. If it's New York or New Year, God help the beast in me. The beast in me.
This is Lorne Greene reminding you that children sometimes swallow things like
WFMU,
particularly when no one is watching.